Some think that faith ought to deliver them from all their problems, or there's something wrong with them. Faith will mess with the heart of a man until it changes. It won't produce a life of harmony with this world. It will release an abundant life within that cannot be overcome by darkness.
Thanks for joining us on Life Journeys, a podcast about thriving through the worst pain that life brings. With global initiatives threatening big changes to our way of life, we're going to need to activate Jesus's words about mountain-moving faith. Words That Work is the ongoing series on life journeys that is rooted in releasing revelational words of faith that will work every time and with everyone. It's about moving the mountains that keep us from the presence and goodness of God. It's about defining our life purpose and identity through encountering Him. Until we have the power to move the obstacles that are destroying our liberty and hope.
Concerning the end times, Jesus said, "And you shall be betrayed by both parents and brothers and sisters, by kinsfolk and friends. And some of you shall they cause to be put to death, and you will be hated of all men for my name's sake. But there shall not one hair of your head perish. In your patience, you possess your souls." Then he went on to say, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting," which means overindulgence, "and drunkenness, and the cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch therefore and pray always, that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and stand before the Son of Man." Jesus doesn't say, "Some of you will be persecuted, but the rest of you will escape this in the rapture." He says, "You, my followers, will be persecuted." Clearly, escaping doesn't mean no suffering in the last days. He says to watch and pray so that the last days do not come upon you unaware. Why? Because if we're not preparing by watching for the thief, if we've allowed our hearts to be overcome with this world's cares, so it becomes careless about the last days, we won't be able to stand when it comes like a snare. Jesus doesn't say that you'll escape the snare if you're aware of the hardness of the last days. Awareness is not enough. He teaches, watch and pray that you may be ready. Too many people today think that being aware of it is enough, and it's not. What's the snare that we're to escape? That's the key question. The snare is doubting the word that suffering is coming to your neighborhood. The snare is not the tribulation itself. When people doubt that suffering is a part of the kingdom of God, then they believe, and they still suffer, and they fall away. They get crushed in condemnation, thinking that they just didn't have the faith to escape the suffering. That's the snare. The snare is living casually and not paying attention to what's coming. The result is weakness of heart when the afflictions of this life rise up. The snare is being caught in a state of spiritual weakness when trouble strikes, all the while thinking that you shouldn't have to have gone through it. You see, if you're weak when suffering strikes and you haven't prepared yourself, your faith won't survive it. Jesus said what he said for a reason. If you're not strong in faith when the days of vengeance come, you're going to be trapped in a heart that was overindulging in the world. He's not talking about a heart where we are drunk with alcohol. He's talking about being drunk on the things of this world. Living for the cares of this world will cause the day to come upon you unawares, he says, and you will be in its snare. Oh, you thought that being ready meant that you would escape the suffering of the day of the Lord? But you forgot Jesus telling you less than 2 minutes ago that you will be betrayed by family and friends, and you will be hated, and they shall cause some of you to be put to death. That doesn't sound like escaping to me. Escaping in this context is being saved from the snare of living with a heart that is overcome with the world's cares, instead of being filled with the life of Christ. Escaping is being able to stand before the Son of Man when you've been subject to hatred, betrayal, and death, but you didn't forsake your faith. The context is not about escaping the tribulation. It's about overcoming it. The question is, why won't it snare you who are engaging your hearts in Christ? Because you know that you are not appointed to wrath. Faith has always saved you from the wrath of God that you may be able to stand before Him when it's poured out. You're going to need to know that when the shoe drops, it's not because God's wrath is upon you. Paul told the Thessalonian church that they were not appointed to wrath, and they needed to know this. Now listen carefully. They needed to know this because they were suffering greatly. They needed to know that this was not the wrath of God because there was something wrong with their faith. When you're in that place of fire-tested faith and you're still suffering anything, you're going to need to know that the suffering isn't because God's pouring out His wrath on you. Too many people think that faith ought to deliver them from all their problems, or there's something wrong with them. It's the nature of faith to be tested and to be used in the hands of God to grow us up. It's rather disgusting to me to accept the lie that unless I'm healed today, there's something wrong with me. Settle it. There is something wrong with me. That's why I need faith. How about learning to walk that long distance between believing that God is going to deliver you and actually receiving the manifestation of it? Listen carefully. Whether it be the spiritual trauma of suffering persecution or the trauma of believing for healing and not receiving it, the issue that will snare you is condemnation. It's really a failing trust in oneself. What's wrong with me and my faith because I'm suffering here? If you accept condemnation, then you are going to fall. The word that works is the word that God is with you in your suffering. He will never leave you or forsake you. That's how you walk the faith for healing and deliverance. I need a faith that will work while I'm still in a dungeon with Paul. I need the faith that keeps on seeking Him and finding Him. Faith won't always deliver us from suffering, but it will deliver us from fear, feeling forsaken, and from torment. Listen, if the devil can get you to doubt your faith because things aren't happening on your secret timetable, then he can snare you. And this is precisely what Jesus is talking about, watching and praying that our faith is alive in Him. There is a faith pathway to walk whereby nothing defeats you. There is a place in God to have His presence every day. It'll take a good amount of time to grow up in this, but it will always come if you're honest, humble, and diligent. But let your heart get weighed down, as Jesus said, and you'll remain bereft of the presence of God. Jesus alluded to it here when He said, men's hearts will be failing them for fear. See, fear causes the heart to fail. He spoke of perplexity and distress. And these are the results of faith that hasn't been nurtured and refined in the fire. A heart that is overcharged, meaning overindulging in the world, is one that will not work by faith when distress comes. It will have perplexing thoughts, confusion about what to do, and about how faith works. I thank God for allowing my affliction to scrape my soul bare for anything that's defiling me. Things that were hidden, things that I was sloppy about, and things that left me empty of the presence of God. That's why faith is a journey. It's not the earthly blessing we receive by faith that matters. It's the faith that is developed that will make the difference. And that faith will mess with the heart of a man until that man's heart has been changed. You see, faith makes the heart strong. It's not given to make the physical life strong. It's not a tool to get rich, nor is it a principle by which we can build up our ego. It'll tear all that down to get to the heart and restore it. Anything else is a snare from which a soul cannot escape. These things Jesus taught as the eve of the crucifixion drew near. He didn't leave us with a false faith like so many teach today. He was upfront about the dangers of walking by faith in this world. It will see many enemies. Don't be disheartened with your faith. When darkness swirls about you, don't think that your faith should produce a life of harmony with this world. There'll be many troubles and it'll get worse, but he said, I am always with you. These things I have spoken to you that you might have peace. He said, in the world you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. He said, I have spoken these things to you that you might have my joy complete in you. Imagine the power of the risen Christ coursing through your soul by the power of the Holy Spirit. Imagine the power of Christ's Spirit giving you courage and love in the midst of the storms of life. Faith will release in you an abundant life that cannot be overcome by darkness all around you. Never look to your circumstances to determine the health of your faith. Never determine your faith by the condition of the world. The world is in the shape it's in because of unbelief. Never look at your mind and emotion to determine if God is with you or not. He signed his will for you in his blood, and he demonstrated his power towards you when he raised from the dead for your justification. The disciples were all persecuted and consigned to execution. It didn't mean they were forsaken. They escaped the snare and are standing before the Son of Man. The church was appointed to suffer. It didn't mean they were forsaken. Christians were crucified, fed to lions, killed by gladiators, burned at the stake, and crippled for life by horrible torture. It didn't mean that the God of peace was not with them. They went through it to show you that no matter what you suffer, God will still be faithful to you. He will always give you his presence and peace. He is the God of your hope. Not this world, or your own abilities, and your life history. Those aren't the God of your hope. He is. He governs the hopes of men. So stop wavering. Your faith is based upon him, not you. He will author your faith, and he is its finisher. He's able to complete what he has begun in you, and that includes his factoring in your shortcomings. Stop letting the devil's snares in this world define your faith.
You can unlock the presence of God in your life. There are revelation principles that remove the mountains, keeping us from joy, hope, peace, and purpose when our world gets turned upside down. Look for these words that work with Pastor Hartika as he shares what has helped him when life got hard. And don't forget to check out his book, The Fortress and the Firebrand, available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Thanks for listening to Life Journeys. Find new episodes every Wednesday and Saturday. And if you're new to this series, it begins with the September 16th episode.
Some think that faith ought to deliver them from all their problems, or there's something wrong with them. Faith will mess with the heart of a man until it changes. It won't produce a life of harmony with this world. It will release an abundant life within that cannot be overcome by darkness.